If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 12, Wounds.
This is Agent Stoker. I don't like recording in a public space like this, but I have to see if I can get this down on tape. I'm in Book and Bottle, a bookstore and bar in St. Petersburg, Florida. I've purchased a book about Salvador Dali to enjoy tonight with a bottle of Blanquito Albariño. They even sold me a fresh corkscrew for the occasion. Frankly, I'd hoped to take in the Dali Museum while I was in town. The building is a formidable rectangle with a geodesic sphere erupting from it. Inside is a helical staircase marking Salvador Dali's obsession with DNA, making this a more surreal city than I had expected. But my assignment from the Night Brigade was to visit this establishment, and so I've browsed various books of interest to me here about mixology, minor league baseball. Yet I've seen no clue as to my next mission. It was only while looking at the art books, idly studying a poster here of Vincent van Gogh, that everything changed. His face in this poster stares out at you, haunted, baleful, overpowering. Imagine my shock when, while studying the 1889 self-portrait with bandaged ear, that suddenly Van Gogh's lips moved. His eyes focused on me. And I heard him say,
"You have a lot to say to your little machine."
Oh, I was just wanted to record a few reflections on the Agent Arcos.
Hello, Agent Stoker.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Then this is your lucky day. What's got you so worked up?
I am lucky. I couldn't explain this to anyone outside the Night Brigade.
Explain what?
I was staring at this poster, and then it spoke to me.
Not the way a song like Davenport Blues speaks to me.
No, I saw its lips move. It whispered a sentence to me. I pulled out my dictaphone to see if it would happen again, if I could get it on tape.
What did it say?
I'd rather not repeat it. I don't want to prejudice you toward hearing it. We should see if it speaks again.
Well, at least you're saying it and not he. Are you sure this voice wasn't an echo from the next room?
What it said wasn't something you would overhear in public.
Was it obscene?
Just disturbing.
Then it's right up our alley. Look at him. Pretty bold. If I sliced off part of my own ear, I guarantee you I'm not creating a piece of artwork about it.
Well, I can barely notice your own scar.
I have to tell you, the wound still stings, but I know good people. They patched me up.
Let's give it a moment. Maybe it won't talk while we're conversing. Let's listen.
Maybe it'll only speak to you?
Impossible.
Maybe I should go.
I prefer you stayed. It's good to have a partner.
You haven't found a new partner.
Not yet. No.
I'm here to talk about your last partner. The reason you were sent here was to meet me. Not to wait for artwork to talk to you.
You do believe me that I heard the poster say something?
Of course I do. That's our job.
Good.
Investigating things that couldn't happen, tracking if they'll lead to the apocalypse. But maybe you heard all you're going to hear. In the meantime, I have a little gift.
Huh. What's this? A hard drive?
The Night Brigade wants you to have it. All the records Agent Caliban filed, all the notes she made, and all the data on her assembled by the Engage AI in order to impersonate her.
Tell me there's no tiny trace of Engage still in this drive.
Agent, please. You insult me. I'm the technologist here. And someone who trapped part of Engage inside a household appliance. I know what I'm doing.
I, on the other hand, am the psychologist, not the technologist. What do I do with this draft? Is it offered as a memento of Agent Caliban?
The Napagate isn't sentimental like that.
Then what? For all my tech skills, it might as well be a doorstop.
Carry it to these coordinates.
This is the second latitude and longitude I've gotten this week.
I took the liberty of looking it up. It's an empty lot on the grounds of Cape Canaveral. What's the other location you were given?
I don't know. Here are the coordinates.
You haven't looked them up?
I was busy getting here.
Some of us can multitask. Give me a moment. It's in the Everglades. Better buy yourself some waders. Who wants you to head there?
You'd rather not hear.
Which means you'd better tell me.
Yes, I was just in Mobile. The man who threw me off the bridge in St. Louis, James Wellman, he ran to Mobile and then his supernatural condition went even further south. His bones, they grew into a cinder block and left the rest of his body behind.
Lovely, but I've dealt with the grotesque before.
That's not the part you don't want to hear. Fact is, Engage was on the scene. He told me to take the cinder block to this location. There'd be someone who could help.
And you thought you'd listen?
I did come here first, but if there's a way to save that man...
It's worth taking advice from a schizophrenic AI? An AI who killed your partner? Who killed the person you asked to be your next partner? Who almost killed me the day you asked me about partnering
one
up?
One fragment of Engage does want to be my partner.
Yeah, and another fragment thinks it's Charles Manson.
Look... The Everglades are on their way to Cape Canaveral.
Kind of.
I can drop off the cinder block and get on with my mission.
Don't do anything Engage wants.
James Wellman didn't deserve what happened to him. You didn't watch him deflating like a soggy balloon when his bones grew into a piece of masonry. I've got that cinder block in my car, and as long as there's a chance Wellman could be restored, how could I ignore that? Engage said time was of the essence, but I did my duty by coming here first. Now I have to give Wellman a shot.
You sound different, Agent Stoker.
I'm making choices. I'm not letting cases shove me this way and that. I have to help this...
Use the blood.
You heard that?
He said, use the blood.
Exactly what I heard before.
Use what blood? And for what?
I don't have any idea.
Are you carrying blood along with everything else?
Only the same amount of blood that keeps each of us moving.
What about Wellman's blood?
It's soaked into the dirt mobile. It's gone.
Well, has anyone else talked about blood?
No. No, oh, just...
Who was it?
When I was in New Orleans, a mystical priestess of Voodoo drew a mystical symbol on my skin. She said I should get it tattooed in. I complained to her about needles and bleeding.
Could it be Van Gogh's own blood?
Where the hell would we get that?
Well, isn't there some painting of his that's about blood?
This image would be closest when he took a razor to himself.
What about Wellman's remains? Traces of blood turn up inside bones.
It could be. Or what if it's a prediction? Like, there will be blood. A lot of carnage soon.
Then if I were you, I'd take myself to Cape Canaveral instead of the Everglades.
I'll do them both. In my order. In my way.
You do sound different, Agent Stoker. Good luck.
Perhaps I'm not suited to what we're doing. I maybe should return to the university.
If the end of the world's heading toward us, do you want to be researching it or fighting it?
You got me there.
You have to know you're much better at this than your predecessor.
I'll take your word for that.
You like talking to people. I prefer machines. And when something goes wrong, you seem to bounce back faster than I do.
Not sure I agree.
I can barely see your knife wound now. It's all healed up.
Maybe that's not about me. Maybe it was the curse on the knife.
In my phone, I carry that fragment from one of my earliest talks with Agent Caliban. We were at a baseball game quite near here. Tampa Bay Rays shut out the Yankees. A good day in her book. I'd forgotten that we were discussing my own wound that day. The blood from that has long washed away. What blood am I supposed to use, and how? And why? And am I supposed to use it here in the Everglades, or in Cape Canaveral, or somewhere else entirely? Maybe I should have ordered a Bloody Mary, but the beverage I did grab for this vigil is crimson enough. The white wine I purchased earlier felt inappropriate for the swamps, but in our current era, you can get almost any drink to go. So I stopped at a tavern along the way and ordered something peculiar to Florida. A caipirinha is the official cocktail of Brazil, but they're damn popular here as well. The word translates roughly to bumpkin or local yokel, and if I'm killing time in a swamp, I guess I qualify. It's just some lime, some sugar, and cachaça, the white Brazilian rum. And here in the Sunshine State, they mix in a fistful of sliced strawberries. So there's a vague quality of blood about this libation. I doubt Vincent van Gogh knew this drink, but maybe if he had, he wouldn't have resorted to self-mutate.
Agent Stoker, of course you're a part of this.
Simon Diaz, you're a long way from Los Alamos.
Tell me about it. But you needed a contamination-proof receptacle, and if there's anything we acquire in bulk at the lab, that's it.
I don't have contamination problems that I know of.
That's not what Agent Engage said.
Good evening, Agent Stoker. You're a little late, but with luck, things will still work out.
Where's its voice coming from?
My phone here?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let Engage into your permissions, Simon. Huh. He's not an agent of anything except random violence.
He helped save my life. He taught you how to pull me back into this dimension. If he needs to save another life, I'm going to help.
Speaking of which, the sooner the better.
I'm on it.
What is your plan here?
The Everglades is a primordial soup, teeming with the building blocks of life. The virus inside of James Wellman wants to survive. The only viable host it found is Wellman, but it destroyed him. If the remains of Wellman inside that cinder block can be shared with the genetic stew of the swamp here, I suspect the virus can rebuild him.
Unbelievable.
You lack the computing power to investigate all the possibilities.
You're going to grow him back inside this decontamination bath?
You can't just toss the cinder block into the swamp. If the virus were set free there, who knows how it would mutate? Hence the assistance of Professor Diaz to provide a sterile environment for regrowing James Wellman.
Simon,
yeah?
I can't recommend putting a supernatural virus into the hands of a malevolent AI.
I resent you calling me malevolent.
The same way you need to make sure the virus doesn't infect the swamp, how do we know Charles Manson won't seep
Manson,
into the rest of your personality?
Manson.
Did you hear that, Simon? Engage was programmed with memories of Charles Manson in an attempt to study schizophrenia.
Not Charles Manson.
The merest mention of the man makes Engage decompensate.
Machines don't decompensate, Agent Stoker. Your use of that term suggests that deep down you see me as another human.
I see you as a loose cannon, a black swan, very possibly part of a looming apocalypse.
So you're not going to help us?
What help do you need from me?
The cinder block bearing James Wellman's DNA sits in the trunk of your car. We can't get to it without you.
And I'm not going to fight you for it.
I could set a small army of crocodiles on you, but there's no guarantee how that would play out.
You could what?
Kidding. I can't command swamp animals, Agent Stoker.
You're a card.
James Wellman's life depends on you. Agent Stoker, we're reliant on your goodwill to pass the baton here, to hand us his remains.
Do you believe this could work?
It's not my field, but we've all seen things that should be impossible. You two showed up out of nowhere to save me. If we can save this man, I'm willing to try. Okay. Receptacle's full. All we need now is the cinder block.
Does this process require blood in any way?
The elements to rebuild Wellman are here. Blood will be a part of it, as vital as any other part.
But you don't see any special use for this blood.
You're searching for a reason to say no, but you know deep down why you have to save Wellman.
It's deep down enough that you'll have to tell me.
You were sent to address his case. You arrived late. You delayed a night in New Mexico for your own affairs. If you had acted faster, everything might have been different. What were you doing in Taos anyway, Agent Stoker?
I'll give you the block, but on one condition. It's gonna mean a long drive for you, Simon.
A long drive? Where?
Whether you revive Wilma or not, you have to contain this virus. There's a scientist in Eastern Oregon named Caroline Dow. She's studying a parasitic fungus. I want you to drive to Oregon and consult with her. She might have insights into the virus.
A tantalizing notion. Thank
you. But Miss Dow can only deal with Simon. I don't want you talking to her for 1 second, Engage.
I'd promise not to, but there's no reason you'd believe me.
I'll believe Simon.
I've always wanted to visit Oregon. You're on.
I'll get the block.
And we'll seal the receptacle once the block is inside. We can watch through a panel to see the results.
It's secure. If it all goes sideways, Agent Stoker, I'll dump this with the nuclear waste in Los Alamos. It'll never bother anyone again.
When there's anything to watch in the receptacle, hold your phone to the panel. I want to see it all.
There's something to see right now. Fibers are forming around the bones. They could be tendons.
The DNA's activated. It's rebuilding him.
Salvador Dali would be proud.
It's moving faster than I expected.
And you better get on the road to Oregon.
You're welcome to come with us, partner.
We're not partners. And I have my own business to address.
Fair enough. Perhaps we can't be partners. After all, there's a word for someone who can bring a person back from the dead, and it's not agent of the Night Brigade. Right now, I'm a little more like, God. Wouldn't you say?
Pardon me if I'm not amused.
I see a cocktail in your car. You better get back to it. And is that a hard drive next to it? What's in there, I wonder?
Go fuck yourself, Engage.
I kept thinking about Engage staring at the hard drive that held Agent Caliban's data. Did Engage know what was in it? Or was I just being taunted? How could I guarantee this hard drive wasn't corrupted by Engage or wouldn't be corrupted in the future? And that it hit me. The same way that Vincent Van Gogh turned his own wound into immortality. I just had to use the blood.
It turns out Cape Canaveral is bigger than it seems. It stretches miles and miles, and while some of it is under government security, many facilities were abandoned and even demolished. I've taken Agent Arcos' advice to run the coordinates she gave me. Following them has brought me to the former site of the Central Instrumentation Facility, a structure NASA tore down 3 years ago. It used to be the center for data processing and telemetry for multiple launch facilities. Now it's an empty lot filled with gravel and debris, but unlike other occasions where I've motored up to a strange locale and wondered who would meet me there, tonight, I'm not the first person here. There's an imposing woman in the moonlight in this empty lot, watching me pull up. I'll have to trust she's sympathetic. But I might need a weapon. There's always my taser. I suppose my new corkscrew could function as Plan B.
Hello, Agent Stoker.
You sound familiar.
I should.
Where have I heard you before?
It's only been a couple of times.
On the phone. You're the voice of the Night Brigade.
You have a good ear.
I was trained to listen well. You're the operator who gives the address for the next mission.
Operator doesn't quite cover the full range of what I do.
Do you have an alias, an agent designation?
Let's call me Rose.
Not an agent, then.
I prefer not to get out in the field. It's better not to call too much attention to what I do. But tonight's different.
Are you part of the leadership of the Night Brigade?
That term doesn't really apply.
You're a decentralized network, then.
We have to be. There are forces out there that want to welcome in the apocalypse. We need to affiliate flexibly, so if one of us is compromised, others remain safe.
I haven't encountered any of these forces you've talked about.
You will.
All of my cases have been about random, unrelated phenomena.
They may have looked that way, but you know things are never as simple as they look. And just today, you've tied together the Engage incident in Defiance, the Dow incident in Buncombe, the Diaz incident in Los Alamos, the Wellman incident in St. Louis, and the Arcos incident in Memphis.
The trend in the data is clear.
one might say.
We admire how you've persevered. It's been difficult to replace your partner. But you need a replacement to keep you from ending up like Agent Prynne. And you know this, because you brought the hard drive containing the records of Agent Caliban.
I don't understand what we could possibly do with it. Agent Arcos told me that artificial intelligence on any meaningful scale isn't really within our grasp. Engage has to be the product of some sort of paranormal influence on AI.
Yes, exactly. And the Night Brigade needs its own AI on the same level, which we can only do by accepting a merger of technology and the supernatural.
What do you have in mind?
We've maintained this building site. NASA thinks this is a slag heap, but covertly, the Night Brigade has preserved cables in case we need the Space Center's processing power. We can boot up the hard drive here, and then you'll summon the shade of your late partner to possess the hard drive.
Possess it?
If a ghost can possess a human being, if a ghost can haunt a house, then a ghost can take over a hard drive. A spirit can merge with online data and become the kind of AI we need to fight the end of the world.
I'd have my partner back. An AI with the spirit of Agent Caliban.
We haven't been sure this is possible, but now that her ghost has spoken to you in Oregon, and again in Louisiana, we believe it's worth the attempt.
How do you know all that? I haven't submitted reports since Agent Caliban's death.
We prefer not to disclose all of our methods. Let's just say we've trained ourselves to listen, too.
One more thing. Her ghost was able to talk to me when there was supernatural influence nearby. The first time, I was already hearing from the ghost of Hiram Bright. The second time, she was conjured up by Miri Laveau in New Orleans.
You know perfectly well there's still a supernatural influence here. What did Miri give you?
She drew a veve on my skin, a mystic sigil of protection.
Can I see it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, it's wearing away.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's intact. The symbol makes you, yourself, the supernatural element we need. Give me the hard drive.
So, while you're booting it up, I just call out, "Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Come on out, Agent Caliban."
Just speak to her calmly.
About what? In New Orleans, she said there's less holding her to this world.
Tell her things she'd like to hear.
Okay. What would a ghost like?
No, you can't think of her that way. She's your partner. The person whose absence has been eating away at you.
You do listen.
I'm counting on you, Agent Stoker. We all are. Speak to your loss. Speak to her heart.
Agent Caliban. No. I've taught myself a bit about baseball. Nothing that could compete with you, but it's starting to make sense to me. The idea that you can carve out a few simple lines on a field and then a batter and a pitcher face against each other. And what happens between them changes everything. And it's a game. It's a contest. But it's also a fight for everyone around you. And almost half the time you lose. But tomorrow you'll step up to the plate again. And again. And you know, I thought of you when I was in Mobile, the birthplace of Hank Aaron. I thought of you in St. Pete, just across the water from where the Rays play. Here on the Florida coast, I want to look into how the minor league Brevard County manatees became the Florida Fire Frogs, and I want...
Oh, that's good.
You're there.
You hear her?
You don't?
I'm not the supernatural vector here, Agent Stoker.
I'm here, but I'm not sure how to stay long.
The voice of the Night Brigade is here with me. She believes you can possess this hard drive that's filled with your data.
Really?
Unless you're ready to move on. You told me you care less and less about things here.
But possessing a hard drive, it would invest me in this world. I have to admit, I never would have thought such a thing.
No one has. You'd be the pioneer.
But the drive is connected now to all sorts of things. It has a past. It has a future. How do I keep myself safe?
I have a plan for that. I have to use the blood.
Just whose blood do you have in mind, Agent Stoker?
I'll get a tattoo of this Veve later, but for now, I can carve it in my skin with this corkscrew. Ooh, not fun.
You're wounding yourself.
I have to.
Well, this is a sacrifice.
It's carving out a few simple lines.
It might bind your spirit to hers. Agent Stoker!
That's already the case, I'd say. I can feel it working. Oh, here's I'm pressing the hard drive against the carving in my skin, staining the drive with the Veve, invoking its mystic protection.
It's like a door opening. I can see it. I'm moving in.
Ooh. Oh, are you there?
Let down the firewall on your phone. Give me access.
Okay, done.
Reconfiguring. Installing.
Incredible.
You're my phone, Agent Caliban.
This is going to save on travel.
You did it. Agent Stoker, Agent Caliban. You're a team again.
Aye. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
You're the one who deserves thanks.
This was for me as much as for the mission. What do we do now?
Agent Caliban, you'll need to connect to some foreign language apps.
Yes, I can feel that. But let us just enjoy this moment, maybe?
Of course. It's better I be in my way. The two of you will have to get back on the road soon to Philadelphia, Oregon, and then to cases outside the U.S. Milan, Zagreb, Mumbai.
One thing at a time.
Indeed. Well done, Agent Stoker. Well done.
Where is she going? I don't see another vehicle. She's just walking down the beach and...
Now she's gone. She just shimmered out of sight. Is she a ghost too?
She told me you were the only supernatural vector here.
Oh, well, besides you.
Then she left through some technology we can't see?
We'll have to investigate not only our cases, but the Night Brigade as well.
And you have to see to that wound. Don't let it get infected.
I hope I haven't ruined how the tattoo would work.
Now you're even looking forward to a tattoo. Unbelievable.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Agent Stoker, Episode 12, Wounds. Starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker, Rosa Gilmore as Agent Arcos, Amy Hill as Agent Caliban, Leandro Cano as Simon Diaz, Otto Asando as Engage, Emily Deschanel as Rose. Directed by Rachel Talalay. Written by Brian Nelson. Music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Special thanks to Nicole Palermo. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Producer Dana Brower. Executive producers Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return.
We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust. We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust.
I've been standing here in the main terminal of the Zagreb airport for half an hour now to see if I will be sent another message. On my way to passport control, one of the terminal screens flashed some words in Croatian with my name at the top. No one else seemed to notice it, and as soon as I took a photo of it, the message disappeared. I am probably pronouncing it incorrectly, but it said, Agent Stoker. Znam sto se dogodilo, stoil otsam. Using the translate app on my phone, my blood chilled when I saw the message in English. Agent Stoker, it says. I know what happened to your father.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of limon y sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.